Welcome to this Thursday edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. Chuck, every day in the news, we are seeing fluctuating gas prices. We see it is on the headline of every newspaper. And so we thought maybe today, let's take the whole program and talk about not just gas prices, but ways to save gas. And do we need to buy a new car? And if so, how do we know? And try and bring some hope, help, and insight to pretty much everybody that listens is affected by the changing gas prices.
Well, all over the world they are, Dave, and we're encouraged by the fact that people listen to us all over the world, particularly those who regularly subscribe to the podcast, and we get emails from them, and they're impacted by the gasoline prices as well. You know, there is a lot of pain at the pump, and right now I think it would be good just to dedicate an entire program to really look at some of the facts, and we're going to go to Edmunds.com because they've actually tested what works really, really well. And some of the things that we think work really well are actually myths. And some of the behaviors that are driving our decisions, we could actually correct without spending a lot of money. So let's go into what Edmunds has to say, and let's spend the entire program talking about how to really save money on your gasoline cost, and then what should you do about the car that you actually have. On Edmunds' website, where they actually tested these tips, the first test they did was, does it make a difference on how well you drive? In other words, your driving behavior, does it make any difference whatsoever? And in fact, this is their number one tip for saving gas, is to change your driving behavior, and it adds up to major saving potential. Their data shows that you can save 37% by how well you drive, and they recommend stop driving like a maniac. Now, Dave, you're looking at, why are you laughing?
I love their sort of tongue-in-cheek approach to, it's a very serious subject, but I like the fact that they just make it a little bit lighter so that we don't all implode over the price of gas.
Well, there are people that drive like a maniac, and yeah. I know you and I have both seen them. In fact, we live in an area where I think people have a NASCAR gene, in other words, they've got a number of a car on the back windshield.
Yep.
And they're actually trying to emulate their favorite race car driver. And it's the worst behavior you can possibly have in terms of affecting your gas budget. So when we come back, let's go through the top 10 ways to waste gasoline.
Well, thanks, Chuck. Now, if you have to step away from the program for a few moments, you can always hear it again at crown.org. We'll take a short break and be right back. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible. Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley, and we're talking about gas mileage, gas prices, and whether or not it's the time to buy a new car that gets better gas mileage or hang on to the current car that you've got.
Well, Edmunds.com did some great research, Dave, on things that actually make a difference and things that you really need to consider stop doing, and I think we're going to go through their list of the top 10 tips of how to waste gasoline.
Well, number one, now, by the way, this is all with our tongue firmly planted in our cheek. Number one is stand on the gas. And our personal observation is that the average speed on the German Autobahn is probably no more than the average speed on I-85 here in Atlanta.
Well, the traffic moves very, very fast in our area. In fact, it's dangerously fast. People don't drive the speed limit. And what Edmunds found, that if you drive at a reasonable speed, stay within the speed limit, and stop the aggressive driving, that you can save up to, on average, 31%. In other words, 31% improvement in your miles per gallon. Now, that's the same effect as going from $4 a gallon for gas to $2.69. Now, that makes a big difference. And in our home, one of the little rules of thumb that we use, Dave, is that we try not to get our RPM over 2,000 when we accelerate. And that's just kind of, instead of watching our speed limit, we actually watch our RPM in our vehicles.
And that does work, especially if you've got a larger engine. A V8 would do that. Small engines just rev a little bit higher. But the point is to accelerate slowly and evenly and not do the race from the drag strip from the light when it goes green.
What's number two?
Number two, interesting. I did not have any idea this would have any effect on your gas mileage, but the number two way to waste gas is to use the E85 ethanol.
Okay. And that means that's gasoline that is predominantly made of a corn-based alcohol.
Correct. And it's the 85 is 85% ethanol and 15% gasoline. Edmonds found that you would get about 7 miles per gallon less by using the E85 ethanol.
Well, and it's also driving up our prices of corn.
Exactly.
So that's a little bit of a double whammy there. What's number three?
Number three, idle. Your car gets 0 miles per gallon when it sits motionless with the engine running. You can make a Corolla get the same gas mileage as an 18-wheeler by sitting in the car with the air conditioning running while waiting in an elementary school pickup line. I don't know who writes this stuff for Edmunds, but it's very funny. But it makes the point that if you're going to stop and you're going to let the car sit for more than 30 seconds, it's probably a good idea to go ahead and shut it off rather than let it idle.
Yeah, actually, Dave, they said if you're going to have to idle for more than 1 minute, then you, by shutting off the car and restarting it later, you can save almost 19% on the amount of fuel you're consuming every month. That's a big saving, and quite frankly, something that I've never really done. I actually have driven some cars I was worried that might not restart, so I'd leave them idling, but it's expensive to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, number four, again, these are the top 10 ways to waste gas. Number four is enter the stoplight drags, and obviously, tongue-in-cheek here, but by accelerating hard, you're burning more gas than you would by gently gaining speed. And, Chuck, you've already spoken to that, about how you look at your tachometer to keep under 2,000 RPM when you're accelerating from a stop.
Well, I actually use the defensive driving technique as well. When the light turns green, I usually count to two and see if anybody's running through that red light. And so it causes me to get off the light a little bit slower, but it also helps to save gasoline. So it's just a really good idea all the way around.
Well, the number five way to waste gas is to cruise. Just to drive around aimlessly. And according to the folks at Edmunds, that teenagers have this down to a science. But if you don't want to waste gas, then it's much better to have a plan about when you leave and where you're going and what you're going to accomplish on that trip.
Well, I find that true in our own life, not only with just the behavior of teenagers, but there's been days when Ann and I have just gone out for a long drive and we've, just kind of meandered around aimlessly, not really sure where we were going. And then sometimes even in our shopping, we will not have a very clear plan. And so we'll go to one store and then, oh, we need to go back to that store. Well, we're starting to change that. And we're becoming much more intentional about when we drive, where we're going, and planning it out in advance.
Well, number six was an interesting one to me, again, that this particular item reduces your gas mileage, and that is choose the max performance tires. Interestingly, that the tires that are more sticky or the bigger tires require more energy to move down the road.
There's trade-offs, Dave, because if those tires add more safety, it may be an area where you want to spend more money, and knowing in advance it's going to reduce your gas mileage. But Ann and I buy tires for safety. We're always looking at what we think can give us the best performance in terms of weather conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably a better criteria than what impact it's going to have on our gas mileage.
You know, I think that's an important point you made, Chuck, that on any gas-saving tip, that's the upside. There's a downside that you give up something by employing some of these tips.
Sure. Well, I mean, you know, we we could all use different forms of transportation and not drive at all. But if you're going to drive, you have to consider not only the impact on the cost of gasoline, but also the other things that go into making a good driving experience.
Well, the number seven top way to waste gas is never use your cruise control. And I will say I am married to a woman who does not like cruise control.
Well, that's interesting because Anne does like cruise control. She feels like we have a smoother ride and it's safer and you don't have so much variation and fluctuation as you're, you know, as I typically will do. I'll speed up and then I'll slow down and I'll, you know, and she'll go, hey, you're going below the speed limit sometime. In fact, Edmunds found, Dave, that if you put it on cruise control, just reducing it from 75 miles per hour to 65 miles per hour, you can save on average about 12 to 14% on your monthly gasoline cost. So that's very helpful.
It is. Now, number eight is, now this is an interesting one for those of you who have a car that calls for premium gas. The number eight way to reduce gas mileage or waste your gas is to use regular gas in a car that calls for premium.
Well, that's very interesting because I have a car that calls for premium, and I just am, you know, very tempted not to buy premium gas. So I think I'd like to test that myself because some cars actually require it for engine performance. And others, it's very optional, and it doesn't make any difference at all. So there's a pretty big price differential between premium and the regular. So I think you need to test that and be sure you check your owner's manual before you make that decision.
Well, and Edmunds found that you save about 6 miles per gallon. And again, you're going to have to do the math of 6 miles per gallon versus the cost difference per gallon for premium versus regular unleaded.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, that's a lot of savings.
Well, you're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We're talking about gas mileage and how to get the most out of your car and whether or not this is the time to buy a new car that's more fuel efficient or hang on to the one you already own. We'll be right back.
You know, the Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money Package from Crown Financial Ministries. The ABCs of Money Package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. It has three detachable compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C. Your kids will use one for giving, one for saving, and one for spending. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through an interesting study, simple Bible studies, and fun, hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Invest in the future of your children by teaching them God's way of managing money with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. We're talking about gas mileage, how to get more miles out of each gallon of gas you put in your car. And we are referring today specifically to some information from Edmunds.com.
Well, Dave, we're looking at what they say are the top 10 tips to waste gasoline. We've been through quite a few of those, and they've got a couple of more. And then there's also some things that they've written about that kind of break up some of the myths that we believe
sure.
about how to save gasoline.
Well, I do like taking a very important and serious subject and kind of give it a light spin. I think it helps to kind of put everything into perspective. It's not brain surgery. It is what it is. It's gas prices, and I think giving it a little bit of a lighter flair is appropriate now and then.
Well, that's right, Dave, because sometimes it helps reduce the pain at the pump when you don't take it quite so seriously. But people are actually in pain over this issue.
Well, according to Edmunds, the number nine way to you can waste gas is to keep your trips short. And they reference the fact that engines don't run at their maximum efficiency until they've warmed up.
Well, that's interesting because I've probably made that mistake many, many times, you know, just running out for a gallon of milk or running out for something that you think you have to have right now, as opposed to planning those trips. And it does make sense that if you plan it out, you actually can save gas because you have a longer trip and you get more fuel efficiency.
Well, according to Edmunds, one of the best things you can do is, if possible, make your furthest destination your first destination. That way, then the car has a chance to warm up. up and reach its most fuel-efficient economy.
That's a very good tip.
And the number 10 way to waste gas, according to Edmunds.com, is to ignore maintenance. And I will have to say that is a that is a favorite around our place. And with older cars, you know, it's just one of those things you keep weighing. Do I take it in? Do I not take it in? Is it really worth getting that fixed? Do I not get it fixed? But according to Edmunds, that's probably one of the ways that we waste gas the most, is we just don't keep the car maintained.
You know, Dave, maintenance is something that feels aggravating when you put money in a car, especially newer cars, and you take it in and you seem to pay a lot just to keep the oil and filters changed and the tires rotated. But it does make a very big difference in the overall longevity of the car, the value of the car, as well as your fuel efficiency. So I think it's always a good idea to keep your cars in as top shape as you possibly can.
Well, interestingly, they mention a few things here that make a big difference. First of all, a clogged air filter makes a difference in your fuel mileage, but they said far more important that you need to watch for that oxygen sensor light. If the check engine light illuminates, that usually means that there's something wrong with the oxygen sensor, and that has a greater effect on your mileage than a clogged air filter.
Well, it's interesting, Dave. There's been a lot of publicity in this country about checking your tire pressure to save on your gas mileage. I think one of our presidential candidates even recently recommended that, to save on gas mileage. And Edmunds put it to the test, and what they found out was there's no measurable differences on the vehicles that they tested. They think it's obviously a good idea to check your tire pressure, but don't expect it to make a big difference in your miles per gallon. So, well, that one's kind of a myth.
Well, two more that they mentioned that are important to check. Number one is an out-of-spec suspension alignment will burn more fuel, as will adding a heavier weight oil like 1040 rather than an automaker's recommended 020. And again, those are things that I would have never thought of, but according to Edmunds, those things do affect your gas mileage.
Well, and here's another myth that we believe, that if we turn off the AC and roll the windows down, that we'll actually save miles per gallon. That's a myth, because they put it to the test and there was no measurable difference in your gas mileage. Now, when you live where we live, there's a measurable difference in your comfort, but not in your gas mileage.
Well, Edmunds lists a handful of things that additionally waste gas. Number one, installing a wing. That is not things that go out the sides of your car, but that's that thing that sits on the back trunk that you see on many smaller foreign cars especially. That reduces your gas mileage. Number two.
That airfoil thing?
Yeah.
I did not know that. I thought it was good for them. It's actually bad.
It's bad.
Okay. I'm glad I don't have one.
Number two, a roof rack. Number three, running boards down along the sides of your car. Number four, a fender flares. And number five, brush guards, which are a very popular item out where I live.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of those around here as well. So all of those things create wind drag. Is that right?
Exactly. And so if you don't have to have those, since they are all cosmetic, they should be taken off because it'll keep your car more aerodynamic.
Well, and for those of you who make your car a second office, they also recommend to unload it, lighten the load, keep things out of it. Because if you carry a lot of weight in your car, it creates more drag and less efficiency.
You know, Chuck, one of the other methods that people use to try and save money on their gas is they look for the lowest price at each station, and they may drive miles out of their way to
lose money to go save, try to save money.
Right. So is there a method or a formula that we should think about when we're looking at saving money by going to the lowest price?
Yeah. Determine the gas mileage of your car and then how much you spend for every 5 miles that you drive. So if you get 20 miles to the gallon and it's $4 a gallon, then you're spending $1 for every 5 miles that you drive. So if you drive more than 5 miles to get gasoline, you'd better be able to save more than $1.
When you fill up.
When you fill up. But if you got a 16-gallon tank and you're saving 5 cents per gallon, you know, Dave, that's only 90 cents. So you've actually gone backwards to drive over there to save 5 cents a gallon.
Well, there's a great resource that's available that's free. It's online, and it's updated every day. Actually, it's updated multiple times during the day. It's called GasBuddy.com, GasBuddy.com. And it will, you just plug in the state where you live, in the county, in the city, and it will show you, based on their information, who has the best gas price in your area.
In your area. And I would recommend that you find a spot that is on your typical route, whether driving to and from work, somewhere like that, that's got a great price, and then frequent that place. But don't go out of your way to save just 4 or 5 cents a gallon.
Well, Chuck, again, this site, GasBuddy.com, is actually updated multiple times during the day. It shows you when it was updated, so you have the most accurate information. Well, you're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Tired of struggling to pay your bills every month? Are you ready to get out of debt? Well, the way out isn't to make more money. It's to learn to manage what God has already given you. And we have something that'll help you do that. Crown Envelopes. Crown Envelopes from Crown Financial Ministries is one of the most advanced money management systems ever. Crown Envelopes will help you easily create a home budget online and connect it to your bank and credit card accounts. Then, Crown Envelopes will automatically track your spending, update your budget, and tell you exactly how much you have left in any budget category. Crown Envelopes gives you access to your financial information 24/7 from home, work, even your cell phone, so you can always know where you stand financially and make informed decisions. Take control of your finances today and sign up for Crown Envelopes at crown.org. With Crown Envelopes, you can become debt-free. Again, Crown Envelopes is available at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And today we've been talking about getting more for your money when you go to the pump. Chuck, one of the most frequently asked questions we have here is it time for me to trade in my gas-guzzling car and get a hybrid or get a more fuel-efficient car? And how do I know when it's time to make that switch?
Well, Dave, we get asked that question a lot, and so we've done some analysis, and Dave Scobie, our national seminar coordinator, did this for us. And here's what he determined, that if you drive 12,000 miles a year, so let's just use that as an average, and I know some people drive a lot more than that and some people a lot less, but 12,000 miles a year, about 1,000 miles a month, and you spend $4 a gallon. If you have a car that gets about 15 miles per gallon and you want to go to a car that gets 30 miles per gallon, in other words, you want to double the number of miles per gallon that you get, guess how much money you're going to save every year by getting 2 times the gas mileage that you currently get?
I have no idea.
Well, if you do the math, you actually cut your fuel consumption based on this model from 800 gallons a year down to only 400 gallons. So you save 400 gallons of gasoline, and at $4 per gallon, that's really only $1,600 in the whole year. Now, that is a good savings. But what are you going to spend in order to go from 15 miles per gallon to get a car that gets 30 miles per gallon? If you spend, let's say, $5,000, $10,000 more than the car that you have, it's going to take a long time, probably 6 to 7 years, to get that money back, and especially if you pay a high interest rate to purchase a new vehicle. So we think it's way too early to be making this leap into a more expensive new car, and that the hybrid technology is still unproven. In fact, what I'm concerned about is that when there's a new technology that comes out that gets even better gas mileage than, say, the average hybrid, I think is somewhere around 37 to 41 miles per gallon. If somebody comes out with a new technology, the hybrid cars are going to lose their favor. You're going to have a lot invested in that, and you're not going to be able to get rid of it, just like people aren't able to get rid of their very large gas guzzlers right now. So we're recommending that you hold tight to what you have. Don't make a hasty decision just to get better gas mileage, and wait and see what's going to happen as the technology starts to improve with the new different high-efficiency model cars that are going to be produced.
You know, having said that, Chuck, there are some great deals on vehicles that aren't very popular.
Well, you're right, Dave. I mean, there's some new pickups that have fallen out of favor because of their low gas mileage that are selling for half price, and I think that's very tempting right now.
Well, thanks for listening to this edition of Money Life. Tomorrow, Chuck Bentley will be answering your questions as we open the Money Life mailbag. Of course, if you miss any portion of today's broadcast, you can always hear it again by going to crown.org. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.